Good afternoon, gambler!
T-Bone! Hey.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates, by degenerates.
By degenerates!
And I think we could say that we are officially back.
We are officially back.
A 7-1 night to rebound from what's been not such a great week, but that's gambling, that's going to happen. But then you have a night like last night where you just see a bunch of green check marks, and it just revives you.
It kind of does, yeah.
It revives you. It makes you feel great about gambling again and why we do this show and why we love our listeners so much. And that's what happened last night. And, I mean, we thank everyone for sticking with us through these these trying times.
I hope you all got fucking rich last night.
Yeah, pretty much. But can I throw this little in here? It kind of reminded me of being in a hot summer day. You're dripping. You dump into a nice, cold tub.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like maybe after a workout type thing.
And then you masturbate?
No, not quite. But I'm saying like it was
it's tough to masturbate in a cold tub. It's tough to masturbate in a cold tub.
It was invigorating until your nuts drop into that cold water. And that's what happened with me with San Jose, St. Louis, to take away a complete 8 for 8 and win the cup of coffee, a parlay a day. I am not happy about this.
We were 7-1.
Yes.
And there was one loss. And
it was a big one for
me. Explain yourself there, Jeff.
Hand pass. They were playing handball on ice last night in St. Louis. San Jose in overtime. Guy hits his knees right outside the crease. Mm-hmm. Bats the puck away. Extended the arm to where? His teammate, flip, switch, into the back of the net. Wave it off. But there is no review in NHL hockey.
Wait, what?
There is no review for that in NHL hockey.
Oh, my.
Really?
I mean,
zero review for that.
There's review for everything
right,
in NHL.
Right, but the goal was not to be reviewed. The pass, then the pass to the pass. That's what it was. So it was the third of...
It's a bad beat.
Does that make sense?
It's wild to me because you can review a kicking motion,
mm-hmm.
but you can't review a hand pass.
Non-reviewable, and I'm hot because that one cost me. That one cost the cup of coffee a day.
There's nothing saying that the Sharks wouldn't have just scored the next shift, though, either.
True, but it's also saying right there.
I know.
You know, he kicks that one out, and they come. St. Louis comes back down. Anyway, I'm salty about it, but chipping a chair. We got a chance today, and a good chance today. 7-1. Congrats to you both.
Yeah. Tough way to lose the cup of coffee a day parlay.
Right,
it was.
Let's roll through.
I went 6-0 personally, just so everybody knows.
Attaboy, Tato.
All right, thank you.
Let's roll through all of our winners in the cup of coffee a day parlay. Milwaukee -6.5, never a doubt. We were on them the entire time. Actually, there was some doubt. Toronto didn't score in the final 3:30. Tough look for them. Lowry went for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi goes for 30. Normally in that situation, you'd think maybe Toronto's got a chance there. Giannis had a decent game, but the only other Brook Lopez had 32 points,
right.
31 points. He saved the Bucks.
Listen,
he cancels out Leonard's 31, but
yes.
Giannis, and then you look at Gasol, what, he had 6?
Right.
Yes.
So right there's your difference.
But like the only two people, there was 4 people who scored all game really. It was Lowry, Leonard, Brook Lopez, and then Giannis. And then the rest of, no one really, Brogdon was +18 though.
Right, Brogdon
while on the court.
Yeah. Tony, here's the deal. Lowry, he was hot as a pistol. If anyone else hits shots, that game's over.
Yeah,
they're up 7 at the start of the fourth. No one other than Kyle Lowry hit in the fourth quarter. That's what I'm saying. This is going to be a long series, but the depth, I know I'm sounding like Joe Sportscaster here.
No, you're
but
right.
The depth is just...
It's going to get you.
Yeah, every time. And they're too strong, too many horses, too many athletes. And I love Kawhi. I love watching Toronto, but they just don't have enough. And we're going to see this. I don't know that it's like 7-game series, but certainly 5 or 6.
The depth, is, you could tell when George Hill's like your 9th guy coming off the bat.
Right,
and George Hill is not a bad player
Not
at all.
He'll put it up.
Yeah, Milwaukee's depth is going to continue, I believe, to be the difference in this series. Todd, you also had the team total under for Toronto.
I did.
You hit on that. Congratulations. Did we take the under? We didn't personally take in our cup of coffee day under for the game, but we did mention that they are the 1-2 defenses in the NBA in the playoffs.
Right.
So we leaned under there. Atlanta -124. That was from you, Todd. Correct.
Correct.
Houston -340. Nice job there, Gormis.
All right.
Milwaukee first 5 against the Phillies. That was you as well, Todd.
Correct.
New York Yankees, -240. Nice job there, Gormis.
Herman Domingo. That a boy.
I had Arizona, -5, -0.5. It was 8-0 at that point. Nice little easy win there.
Oh, wait, T-Bone.
And then Todd had Minnesota, -5, and it was 6-1 after 5. So nice little easy win there. It was really just a, besides the Bucks and, nope, just the Bucks. There was really not any tough picks. You weren't sweating any picks.
It was such a great night. Just perusing your app.
Todd,
looking at the green.
Oh, it's so nice when the greens pop. Yeah.
Todd, didn't it remind you of like a early July, just right after July 4th? And you're in the back of a convertible.
You know what I mean? You masturbate?
No, not that. Not God quite yet. Not quite
you're
yet.
You're going to get it. But you're just looking it. At it.
That's the last night. It was just a nice summer stroll.
And then you masturbate.
Not necessarily. I mean,
all right.
Jesus, what did you do? What the hell happened this morning to you two?
As you can all guess, well, we didn't masturbate. But we also went 3-0 in our best bets yesterday. So boom. Gorms and I are now 1-2 in the week. Todd is 2-1.
Uh-oh. Todd.
So with the early lead, which means he will continue to go first for his best bets. Todd, give me your best bet today.
My best bet today, Pirates money line at San Diego. The Pirates are 6-2 this season when Trevor Williams gets the start. The Padres are starting Eric Lauer, who has been struggling this year, 2-4, 5.75 ERA, and he's a lefty. The Pirates are 8th in the league in team batting versus left-handed pitchers. Bad day for the Padres, good day for the Pirates. That's my best bet.
Do not go against the Buccos against the lefty today, okay?
No,
that's what I'm telling you, Gorms.
Don't do it.
It's a late game, boys.
Don't worry about how late that game is, okay?
I'm just saying it's a late game.
Let me give you a little bit of more of an early game, okay?
Go ahead.
I believe it's actually a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Go ahead.
So, first pitch kickoff. Go fuck yourselves. I don't care.
Ah.
Milwaukee, Philly, -5 under, okay?
What's your best bet?
Would you like me to tell you why?
No, let me ask you why. Why, Tony?
All right. Let me tell you why, Gorms. Zach Davies, heard of him? He's on the mound for the Brewers.
Good player.
1.54 ERA, 1.59 +5 ERA. He's 4-0. So that's who we got going for Milwaukee.
Good call,
okay?
On one side. Good call on one side.
Little decent stats there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going for Philly, we have Zach Eflin, who in his last three starts has gone 25 innings.
Zach Eflin. He's a busy dude.
Not Efron,
if he's
course.
Throwing today Eflin. And making movies,
uh-huh.
Yeah, bet on that guy.
How many innings are in a baseball game?
9.
Times 3. 27 possible innings. He's gone 25 innings in his last three starts. Guess how many runs he's given up in his last three
guess.
Starts?
3.
2 earned runs.
Jeez. Uh-oh.
2 earned runs. So we got two guys who are hot on the mound for Philly and the Brewers. So I'm taking the +5 under in that game.
Right.
Gorms, what do you got for your best bet?
My best bet is I learned a valuable lesson.
What did you learn?
A few days ago and many years ago, too. You do not come if a tiger is facing you down and he's licking his chops.
What?
Just join him. Just join him.
All right, so what do we got?
So you're going with the Golden State Warriors. They're a big tiger, and you know what? Me and my spoon or my butter knife here is not going to be able to defend a tiger called the Golden State Warriors. Am I making sense?
Yeah,
boys,
not really.
And I know, but boys, follow me here. It's all coming to a conclusion. They're good.
Yes.
Portland, very good. Mm-hmm. Golden State has been here. I know the way that this story ends, okay? This is a 13-point win for them tonight. No KD. Then they're going to figure out, KD's back in the lineup. Portland gets 1-2 in Portland. So they're 2-0 after tonight. It's about a 13-point win. Thank you, Steph Curry. And hello, Klay Thompson, to the playoffs.
Okay. Well, since you brought it up, we will go to the NBA right now.
Okay.
Tonight's game. Portland Trailblazers, Golden State Warriors, -7.5, same line as it was the other night. Gorms, you obviously don't see it going any different than the other night. Todd, do you see it going any different than the other night?
Yeah, I have Portland +7.5.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, I do. Portland was within the margins of the spread in game one until the last 7 or 8 minutes of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State shot just over 50% from three. I don't think they equal that tonight. Golden State is probably going to win this game, right? But Steph,
probably.
I don't think, is going to do what he did in game one. And certainly, I don't believe that McCollum and Lillard are going to do what they did last game.
Okay.
They will bounce back, lay the points. That's what I'm doing personally. I don't think they win, but I definitely
close
think
game.
They stay within the margins of the spread. And I will add to that I love the under.
Okay.
In this game. The over is 16-25 when Golden State's at home.
Okay.
Excuse me. And over is 19-21 when Portland is away.
Okay.
13-17 when they're the underdog. I definitely see Golden State not shooting as well as they did last night, and that's going to allow this under to cover.
Okay, it did go under in the first game. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take a side in this game because I can see it. Oh, here's what I'm going to say. If I had a gun to my head, I have to put a bet in. I'm going to go with Golden State because I feel like it's tough to go against them, mm-hmm. especially after what happened the other night, especially when I see Lillard looking very, very tired. And they've only had one day off between these two games. But I think I agree with you here on the under 219.
Mm-hmm.
But also on your side, Todd, I could see the Warriors maybe relaxing a little bit this game.
That's what I picture happening tonight. Just to take a little edge off, mm-hmm. maybe a little let down offensively compared to what we've seen. They're definitely going to think blow Portland out in this series, but I think Portland's going to grab two,
uh-huh.
and I think this is going to be one of them.
Okay, yeah. So to recap there, Gorms is on Golden State, and it was his best bet.
Yes.
Todd is on Portland and the under. If I had to lean, I would go Golden State. Since it's your best bet, we're going to throw it in the cup of coffee day parlay for you.
Sure. Okay.
And we're also going to put the under 219 in there for Todd. So those are our bets tonight in there. Let's move to the NHL. I don't know if it's a big night. I don't know if up 3-0 is a big night for the NHL. Carolina, Boston. Is Boston going to close it out here, Gorms?
You know me, I like storylines. So, Todd, follow me on this. Okay. You're at your house, and you got your house pants on and slippers.
Did I masturbate?
No. Okay. No, not yet. Not yet. It's before that.
All right.
And just a big, wild, let's just call it a wild boar. Just kind of finds its way into your living room.
Yeah.
Todd, you got nothing around you other than a remote control.
Okay.
I'm going to take the boar.
Okay. Oh.
You know all what right. I mean?
Who's the wild boar in this scenario?
That's the Boston Bruins.
Okay.
Okay. And Carolina's sitting back with their house pants on and slippers, and they're fun, but they're just outmatched, and they know it. And mentally, they've gotten beat already. Uh-huh. This is a sweep. Boston mm-hmm. goes in, gets the well-needed rest that they mm-hmm. need, and it's over tonight. So I like Boston Bruins to finish it out.
I asked Nick Moralta before we came in here on the show. He is on the same side as you. So our hockey guys are on that side, and I'm not going to go against them.
I love you, Carolina. I tried with you, too. Boy, did I try. Gave you extra ride tickets and everything.
Okay, let's move on to the MLB. You're fucking unbelievable.
Amusement park, Tony. Get extra ride tickets.
Let's move on to the MLB. You already heard two of our best bets, MLB, from Todd and I,
mm-hmm.
With the Pirates and the first five under Brewers, Phillies. Gorms, you got a rain out today, or you got some picks for me?
I am so rained out today. I looked at every game across, and I said yes and no, and I couldn't
like nothing.
Todd, I couldn't come up with 80% plus, which is my cutoff. Okay, it's not 50. I'm not going to.
That's steep.
I know. It's an 80%. That's how good I feel. I didn't find my 80% in major leagues today. Taking a rain out.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one of my MLB picks here because if I know Todd,
mm-hmm.
and I think I do, I believe he's going to be on the same side here. I'm going to go Reds, Cubs under first five.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me tell you why. Luis Castillo on the mound.
Louis!
That's all you had to say.
1.76 ERA over nine. His ERA first five, 1.0. He's been the best first five pitcher in the league this entire season.
See that?
Going against Quintana for the Cubs, who has a 3.5 ERA, which is not great, but the Reds are 20th in runs per game in the first five, so mm-hmm. I'm going Reds, Cubs, under. Go. Give me more, Todd.
And he's a lefty. The Reds are the 22nd ranked team batting against left-handed pitchers.
Just more stats for you, Gorm, so you can't even argue with us on that one. No, don't. No. Don't even fucking try.
Don't do it.
I won't, boys.
Don't go against
you got any more, Todd?
I do.
Give me one.
I'm going to add to your Brewers Philly game. I also like the first five money line with the Brewers.
Okay.
For everything you said, but I'm going to add to that, that Zach Eflin does struggle in one category,
mm-hmm.
and that's against left-handed power.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is the wrong lineup if you struggle with left-handed power. He's mm-hmm. facing four left-handed hitters that are great, and then a switch hitter in the five hole. I mean, you got Yelich. You got to worry about Moustakas. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, Mike Moustakas. Yep.
So I think they will hit the under. I love that bet, and I think you'll see the Brewers like 3-0.
What do you like most about Zach Eflin?
Would you stop?
I like his music quite a bit. I'm a big fan of his music and his acting. He was great as Ted Bundy.
Incredible as Ted Bundy.
Yeah, but
now he's on the bump.
He's not good against left-handed power. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I mean, come on, girls. What are we doing here?
Hey, I'm having fun, Tony. Let's win some money and do it in the fun way.
I mean,
High
School Musical. Come on.
Pretty good, man. The guy was pretty good in that.
People forget.
All right, I got another baseball pick.
There you go.
No surprise here. My third first five under of the day. I am going Detroit and Oakland.
We are so simpatico.
Detroit and Oakland, first five under.
Okay.
I believe that means Todd's on the same
yeah,
bet.
I am.
My Spanish is not great, but I believe that means simpatico. Detroit, they have on the mound Spencer Turnbull.
And, okay? they're awful. Yeah, go on.
All right.
It's my team. I can talk about it how I want.
All right. You're Spencer correct, Turnbull's though. On the mound. Mm-hmm. Four earned runs in his last five starts, okay?
Okay, not bad.
Four earned runs, last five starts. And Oakland is 28th in the league versus right-handed pitching and 25th in first five runs per game, okay?
There you go.
That's the Detroit side of on the mound.
Trendy Tony.
As far as Oakland is concerned, they got 2.5 ERA versus Detroit, who's 27th in runs per game. This is pretty much Detroit's got a good pitcher on the mound versus Detroit being terrible in first five runs per game, 27th in the league. So that's why I'm going there. Todd, you got anything
no,
to add to that?
No, exactly the same reasons.
I'm sorry, let me mark that down. What was the number?
4.5
huh?
runs.
4.5. Thank you, Todd.
Come on, dude. What are we talking about here?
I'm still talking about High School Musical.
Okay. Do you have any horses?
Oh, do I, Tony? And I'm glad you brought that up. Because we are trying to win some money on Saturday in the Preakness, okay?
Okay.
We've got 13 racehorses, okay?
Okay.
In this horse race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is no clear-cut favorite.
Okay.
Of course, people are saying, hey,
I'd
improbable. Well,
yeah.
I know. I mean, I know, Tony. So, here's what I'm telling you. I'm not giving you the winner. I will tomorrow.
Okay.
But when I'm saying pair up, you know exactly what I'm talking about, gamblers. Exotics, okay? Exotics. Owendale was going off at 10-1. It'll be higher. And Market King. Market King. Remember a long shot named Market King at 30-1? Hopefully it goes upward like Country House did.
He was a great kicker, and then I don't know what happened.
See what happened? I know. Market King, yeah. But Owendale, keep your eye on. Throw him in an exacta, in a try, in a super, because he's a speed horse, and the speed horse kept getting quicker with every race. That's a trend that I follow and I like. This young colt gets getting better and better.
Okay.
Owendale, keep him in. Market King, keep an eye on him as well.
So your pick for the Kentucky was improbable, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Why are you off of him?
He had a chance to have a good run finishing fourth in the Derby, and I just don't know that he's the horse that's like, okay. Hey, I'm head and shoulders above everybody else. Here's the thing. With that role, you're either a follower or a leader.
Yes.
And I'm not sold on this improbable yet.
Okay.
Not sold.
Okay.
And he is a morning line favorite, by the way.
Hey, you had Country House, so I'm never going to question anything you say. I mean, you won some people a lot of money. So I'm never going to question you in horses.
I will
ever.
Say that, and I won't either. I will say, though, I thought Improbable looked very strong.
Todd
he
was
couldn't
very
help that
mad.
He got cut off.
Todd
he
was
just
mad.
Looked like he had so much left, and he was just about to go when that
And
happened.
It's tough to argue Baffert. I'm with you, Todd. I'm with you. I just think there's no clear-cut favorite in this field of horses this year. And that's what I'm saying. Let's go make some
money.
You
got to go
why,
with what you know. Yeah.
That's why I'm leaning. Some there's some money out there to be had with these lower-end horses. Owendale
okay.
Market.
Let's do it.
All right, so let's do our cup of coffee a day parlay. It's an 8-teamer today, boys. Not bad.
I like it. This is a cha-ching.
We also had an 8-teamer yesterday, went 7-1.
There we go.
Not a big deal.
Hey, no big deal.
Pittsburgh Pirates plus 115 from Todd.
Sounds like a winner.
Going against a lefty. Great lefty.
Mm-hmm.
We have the first five under five, Philly and Brewers from me and Todd agrees.
It's cotton candy at the fair right
there. Golden State Warriors minus 7.5 from Gorms. Todd disagrees, so everyone knows.
It's a corn dog. That's a corn dog.
Under 219 from Todd for Warriors and Blazers.
You know what that is? That's winning a teddy bear and then just giving it to a stranger's kid. Saying, hey, you have this
nice. Here
at the
immediate.
Yeah,
you know, here, take
this. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
Boston Bruins minus 120 to close out the series.
Always like seeing the clowns flopping around, blowing up balloons.
Your
know?
Parents look really poor here.
Jeez.
Here, go masturbate into this bear.
Oh, for God's sakes. Good Lord.
Cubs Reds under 4.5.
For God's sakes, Tony.
First five. First five Milwaukee Brewers from old Dotty Boy.
That's cheese curds right there.
A's Detroit Tigers under 4.5 from Todd.
And that's
myself.
Your pork tenderloin right there. I mean, come on. This is a state fair type
what
of a day man. Let's go. This
hey,
is a day at the fair.
$5 to win a cool stack.
Hey, go ahead.
$5 to win 1,023.
1,023.
Not a bad little day coming off 7-1.
Good for you guys.
Good for you guys winning $1,000.
You know what that gets you?
What's that?
Extra ride tickets.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Congratulations.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.